At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, here we go. Hour number two, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Friday night on the grid as we head into the final regular season weekend of the NFL. Week number 18. Two games on Saturday. Full slate on Sunday. We will talk about all of that this hour. Look for some, is there anything worth playing this weekend? Well, we'll find a couple things. That hopefully will. We're watching a couple of live events as well. We got lots of NBA tonight. We got the Mayo Bowl. I'm watching the Century, the second round here, as we've now got Morikawa's on a heater. He's at 15 under, one back of Matsuyama, so we want him to win this weekend. We got a lot of tickets on Colin Morikawa out at the Century. Hoagie's in the mix too. We got Hoagie as well at a big number, and he's two back here. So we have all of that. Hockey, college basketball. We start to make the transition. Football's winding down. Mike Carver with you.
Come on.
The encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. You're starting to do it on purpose now. You're starting to ruffle my...
I know it bothers you.
We're not wired. Go, Darius Talon. Give a block. You're upsetting me. Football is officially over when the Super Bowl is over and we turn ahead to the offseason and the draft. Stop saying that. We have a good month and a half left. Got a good month and a half left.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
No, we do. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know. We got a good month and a half left. I know. It goes long. But the games are less and less, Joe. See, that's the thing.
Oh, really? Now, the games are less and less. If your Bills are in the AFC Championship, it's less and less?
It's going to be fine for me as long as I want them to go one step further than that, of course, Joe, which would be I want them playing all the way into February this year. That would be key if we can get it. Now, let me ask you this, Joe. The majority of games and teams this weekend mean absolutely nothing. A couple years ago, we have stretched this thing out to playing 17 games over 18 weeks, and we are left with this. There is talk that they want to stretch this even further to 18 games over 20 weeks. You know, two buys if you're going to go that deep into the year. Do you think that, I think we were fine with 16. Obviously, we all didn't have a problem with 17 because we all believe more football, more fun, blah, 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 blah. But from a, who cares standpoint, Joe, man, this week sucks. Like, they're just, I know we have three or four games that have some gas, but this is like preseason football, some of these games this weekend. It's kind of tough to take.
We could still find some value, Corbett.
Always money to be made, huh, Joe? Always money to be made.
I think Carolina's live over those gutless Falcons. I think Green Bay is going to smash Chicago. I think your Bills lay in three. I don't care if it's Trubisky or what. Who cares?
We're going to go through some prop stuff later, Joe, and they haven't put the touchdowns up for yet. These books are scared. I've never seen him this late into the week, Joe, not have
touchdown
numbers up for a lot.
Taylor.
Let's go. Oh, what do we got? Who scored?
Darius Taylor scored. That's big for me. I have him for an anytime touchdown. Caught him for plus 105.
Wow, Joe. I sound like Matias gave a let's go behind you as well. I thought I heard a Matias let's
go. He's on the team total for Minnesota.
He's on the team total, and now they're what? Well, what do they got now? What?
No, Joe, I'm all over. I got a minus 10, and I got him over 24.5. So we're cruising.
All right.
Wow. Everybody looks like everyone's going to be eating fat around here tonight. Everyone's going to be eating fat, I guess, with the Mayo Bowl when they dunk PJ's head in there later on to get
old
that done.
Mayo.
But either way, Joe.
Old Mayo.
Like, it's like some of these games, because of the uncertainty, you can't get a number on some of them. Now, they've started to trickle in.
I'm going to take the points on Saturday, I think, with the Browns. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Joe, 19.5 right now. The Ravens obviously have to win the game to secure the AFC North. If they were to lose, then the Steelers could win the North in the second game on Saturday against the Bengals. Look, I don't think the Ravens are going to lose, Joe, by any stretch. But, like, that's so many points. Like, the Ravens could be up 31, take everyone out because they got to play next week. Lamar, everyone. And in the fourth quarter, Bailey Zappi throws a couple of who cares touchdowns and you get screwed. Like, it's such a big number for the NFL that I don't want to play with that. I don't want any part of that.
Yeah, but all right, so who can we Can we prop it? You don't think we can?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. All right, so prop it. So nobody's going to be betting the Browns. Nobody.
Correct. Now, they've got no Brown props up whatsoever, at least not on FanDuel. You want to check some other books? Let's check some other books.
Does
anybody got any Brown props up?
That kid can ball. I'm going to take Bailey Zappi for a touchdown.
Don't go too crazy. That kid could ball. Relax. Don't go too nuts, Joe. Relax there. That kid could ball.
Why? Why can't he ball?
You and these third-string quarterbacks, you get so involved with them. All right, here we go. They got nothing on DK. So FD and DK. They do have receiving on. Yeah, just Judy and Moore. That's all they have is Judy and Moore. The only player props they got up on DK is Judy and Moore. Let me check one more. Let's check a few books. See if anybody's got any Brown. If they got anything on Bailey Zappi. See, Joe, this is the stuff you look for this weekend. You look for the crazy stuff. And I know everyone has inundated, man. MGM's got it at 20, Joe. Flat 20. They have this at
MGM.
They have is Judy and more too. So they don't have any of the other players in for it. But the props is where I'm at, Joe, because you're gonna get some of these guys, and you gotta really do some work. You gotta go through the local guys of some of these teams that are completely out of it. Who's someone that they really want to take a look at this week? I know incentives are all the rage, and that's what everybody wants to go after. But I think for some of these really awful teams, Joe, there's going to be some guys who are maybe going to get looks that they haven't gotten all year. And you better get them at, if they put the numbers up, and that might only be the morning of the game. Like, you might have to do this, Joe, Sunday morning at 11 a.m. before the games kick off. But they're going to put some guys up there that don't normally get burned. And there might be some pretty good numbers on them. And I think that those are the ones you got to jump on for things like that.
I'm not betting Baltimore props. I'm telling you that right now. I'm not.
Well, you're not betting Baltimore props because you think they won't play the whole game? Is that pretty much why you won't play the Baltimore props?
I'm not doing that.
Like, the Henry touchdown is stupid. Henry needs one touchdown for 500 grand. I mean, he's minus 240. He's going to score. You know, they're going to put him in the end zone. But other than that, like, They're gonna run. They're gonna score, Joe. I mean, they gotta win the game. They're gonna play at least for a half. Great offensive football. How about a Henry first half touchdown?
How about a Henry first half touchdown and 60 yards?
Yeah, I think you could play some of these by the half for the Ravens. Play the first half stuff with them. Get a better number on it, too. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, hey, we're back. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. With you on a Friday night on the grid. All right, Joe. Week 18 NFL. So I was just looking. They don't even have the first half. And they will put these up. Half touchdown, first half yard, quarter yardage. They'll do all that stuff. But they're just, no, Joe, they're being, books are being cautious, I guess, with all this stuff this week because it is, I don't think for some guys they know what to put. Right? Especially when you don't know how long some of these guys are going to play. That's the hardest part. That's why they don't want to put Zappy up and let it sit there for 24 or 36 hours. They're going to put Zappy up, Joe, you know, 3 or 4 hours before the game tomorrow. You know, I think that that's when you'll see all those numbers start to get thrown up on the screen.
Absolutely, Meat. I think you're right. You're right. They're going to throw these numbers up. I told you, Bailey Cabola. I'm willing to take a shot with Bailey Zappi's numbers tomorrow. I am. And I'll tell you the other guy I'm taking in the late game. I'm taking George Pickens because last year he had a breakout performance against Cincinnati. He didn't really have that great of a performance when they played the Bengals in Cincinnati earlier in the year. And remember last year when they made it to the playoffs, Mason Rudolph hit him multiple times. So I'm taking a shot, 67. And a half is his number. I'm altering them to 100, maybe.
Now, listen to this. They do have the touchdowns up for Ravens-Browns, right? No, just listen to these numbers on the Browns. Like, I get it. They're 20-point dogs. Bailey Zappi's going to be playing quarterback. Foreman is their highest guy at plus 270, okay? Judy is plus 480. John Kelly Jr., plus 550. Elijah Moore, 7-1.
No, Bailey I'm not taking Zappi, I'm not,
Bailey I'm Zappi not, rush touchdown, Joe, 11-1.
I'll take John Kelly at plus 550, the former Tennessee Vol and L.A. Charger.
Hey, Jordan Akins, 8-1. Njoku's not playing either. Jordan Akins, 8-1. Those are big numbers, Joe. Big numbers. Those are all guys who are going to be in the game starting for them.
What does this score look like tomorrow?
I mean, the Ravens' defense isn't the 85 Bears. I mean, they've given up plenty of points this year. Am I wrong?
No.
I get it. They're coming off the Texan game on Christmas where they didn't give up any. They gave up nothing that day. Fine.
And here's the thing. I'm taking John Kelly because he was on the Ravens roster earlier in the year. So payback.
That's your
John.
That's your
Kelly.
I'm taking fat number,
plus
Joe.
Plus 550. And Derrick Henry.
I'm gonna
for
take.
Six,
I'm gonna play
rush
Akins.
Yards.
I'm gonna take it 8-1.
I tell you what, that's a pretty good price. I mean, oh man, John Kelly, John Kelly, and 60 plus yards for the Browns. That pays 6-1.
All right, Joe. Either way, I think we both do know the Ravens will win the game and they'll win the North, right? You're not going to go out on that far of a limb. The Ravens are going to win the game.
I'm not idiotic. I'm not off my rocker.
That sets up the next game. So if Ravens win, that means the Steelers can't win the division in the night game against Cincinnati. But personally, Joe, I think there's a significant difference for them going to Houston for the wild card weekend or going to Baltimore. For wild card weekend. A significant difference. The Bengals, as we know, are going to be going into that game still alive. They need to win and then get some help on Sunday afternoon. But the Bengals are favored in Pittsburgh, -2.5, 48.5 total. Steelers going to lose 4 games in a row, Joe, to end the year?
It's possible.
It's real cold there too. Real cold on Saturday night.
Yeah, but I mean, both teams, I mean, it's not like Cincinnati's not built for the cold. I mean, you know, I mean, here's the thing. Are we going to get through the 48 and a half, though? I mean, Burrow's going to chuck it 40 times still, right? Burrow 40 times. They're not going to run it with Chase Brown. So
he might not even play. He's a game time decision.
He'll play. The season's on the line. He'll play somehow, some way.
Be a big Khalil Herbert game. Khalil Herbert.
Easy. And Khalil played at Vatek in Chicago. So even if he does go in. But the bottom line, you don't think Burrow is, which is his attempts in the game? I'm curious now. Joe Burrow's attempts.
They have his attempts. Hold on. Because this is the one game where they actually do have all the numbers for. Burrow attempts. 31 and a half. I have 38 and a half.
Yeah, Russell's 31 and a half.
Now,
128
is
to the over.
I
want to take that under. I want to take that under.
I'm not
going
to lie to you.
39 attempts? 39 attempts in the cold?
He's had 8 straight games with 3 or more touchdown passes. Does that continue?
I would say no.
He's plus 150 for 3 touchdown passes.
Do you think this game is going to be over the total? I don't believe so. I don't. 48 and a half. Both of these teams are playing this like a playoff game. You know Tomlin. There's no way Tomlin. And Russell Wilson has averaged 167 and a half passing yards per game, roughly 170 since that 414-yard performance. Do you think he's going to, if that's the case, then take the 231 and a half right now. You think it's going to be a carbon copy of last game? Then take both quarterbacks through their total. I mean, that's such
a... You'd like to think it won't be played at that kind of pace that the last time the two played in Cincinnati. I don't think he'll be played at that type of pace.
I think they want to run Najee and keep Burrow on the sidelines. I really honestly believe that.
It's got to be a blue-collar game for the Steelers to win. It has to be a blue-collar game.
And Najee at 45 and a half?
I think Warren's the guy to play. Warren's had more boost the last couple of weeks, Joe. I have hit Warren in the Christmas Day game. Najee really only got some yards on that last drive, the garbage time yards. I like Warren. I like Warren to score, too. Yeah, Warren's a guy I want to play. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right. In terms of things that matter Sunday, Joe, I'm sure we both, and I know Matias, it is what it is. Sorry, Matias. I think we both believe Tampa will win against New Orleans and win the South. That's not going to be a problem.
Yeah, after watching that game last week with New Orleans, and Darren Rizzi, I loved him in the beginning. He was playing that game punt and pin down 12, 13 points with 5 minutes left. Wake up, guy. You're not getting a head coaching gig. Yeah, I loved him when he was making me money. When he cost me the over and they were driving in the end with Rat. Come on, Rat. Come on, Rat. Let me just tell you. Riz is playing punt and pin. We're 4th and 3 on the 50. Punt and pin. Like he's getting some head coaching gig. Hey, Riz, they don't like Italians. Wake up. Wake your ass up. You're going to be a special teamer the rest of your life. I mean, they're not giving you the head coaching job, well, man. Get your head out of your ass. Wake up.
I think
down 13 points. Down 13 points with 5 minutes left or whatever. What did they lose last week? I turned it off. I needed a touchdown at the end. What were they down?
I don't remember. 12? They played the Raiders. That game was awful. I don't remember
One touchdown
game.
Gets me the over 37 and a half. He's a complete waste of space.
I think that not only does Tampa win this game, I think that they they roll this number too. I think Tampa's
going to
roll this number. 14 and a half is a big number.
Come on, Rat.
So that leaves the Falcons probably playing for nothing, although it'll be at the same time. They're not going to know. They'll know when they're looking at the scoreboard. I think I heard you whisper before that you think Carolina's live against Atlanta.
Oh, no. I didn't whisper it. I'm telling you. They are that team out in Atlanta, okay, are absolutely gutless. It starts with our producer, and it goes all the way down. And I love him, and he could chime in, but that team is absolutely gutless, okay? And Raheem Morris should be fired and kicked to the curb because he's Arthur Smith 2.0, okay? That's the bottom line. He sucks as a head coach. Why they asked him back, Arthur Blank needs to get his head examined, okay? For the moves that they have made, you get a gutless quarterback originally with Kirk Cousins that never won a playoff game outside 2017 over Drew Brees. You bring him in. I tell you, you want hey, Arthur, Carver and I, give us a couple of million each. We need it. We'll definitely provide better revenue than what Kirk Cousins brought on your investment. Absolutely gutless. That team, you know what? It's amazing. They were 13-1 to win the NFC. Unbelievable. This team has pulled the wool over everybody's eyes, including the books. Seriously, their defense sucks. Kyle Pitts sucks. Drake London, we're making him out like he's Jerry Rice coming out of USC. He's a pedestrian wide receiver at best. He's no Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson. And you know what I hear? Crickets coming out of the back. Crickets. I hear nothing because you know I'm right.
You know, Joe, you ain't wrong. It was gutless because that second half performance by the defense was gutless. But Jaden Daniels was flawless in that game. I'm not going to bitch and moan about that flag that was thrown in the beginning of the third quarter, you know, on third and 30 or whatever the hell it was on that nonsense, illegal contact nonsense. But yeah, it is what it is. It is what it is.
Your coach blew it at the end. You need to call some time. And they had to call time.
He did blow it. He did blow it.
37 seconds after the Mooney catch. Call timeout. Get yourself set up. Get yourself closer and win the football game right there. And then you'd have all the cards this week. The destiny would be in your hands if you would have won that game.
You know, that's why he's a loser. That's why he's a bum. That's why he's a loser. You know, he's a loser. That was a loser move. No. I've never loved Raheem Morris. All right. I've been a Falcon fan a long time. This isn't his first head coaching gig. I've seen him across the hall in Tampa Bay many years ago. All right. He wasn't special then. He's not
special. This easy.
All I'm saying is Mike's right. He did blow it. He did blow it.
The best coach Atlanta ever had was Jerry Glanville. Let's just end it at that. Okay? Guy was a riverboat gambler and overs came in. That's all you needed to know. All right?
Hey, don't forget about Mike Smith. Mike Smith was a good coach.
He got him to the Super Bowl. Coach. Give him a break, Joe. I mean, he did get him to the Super Bowl. It was a gutless performance, blowing that game, but he did get him.
No, Dan Quinn. That was Dan Quinn.
Oh, that was Dan Quinn. You're right. Well, Dan Quinn did a better job than Mike Smith, just to be fair. Dan Quinn did a better job than Mike Smith. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Title 159. Great to have you with us here as we are heading into the weekend, final weekend of the NFL regular season, week 14. All right, Joe, how about let's do the picks, and then we'll try to just go through some other games. We haven't done the Lion-Viking game, which if neither of us pick, we will absolutely get into after that. We are both on fire to end the year, Joe. Both of us 7-2 over the last 2 weeks. We were both 3-1 last week. You have still that game and a half lead on me. Two games in the loss, Joe. So you got, you're going to get the regular season here unless you completely fall down in the last week and I sweep. So that's how it's coming. But I got you in college football, which is all that really matters to me because you're the encyclopedia of college football. Joe, week 18, very tough. What do you have for me?
All right, Carver, I looked through the slate and it's not easy, but I'm going to dive right in. I'm going to take the Kansas City Chiefs plus the 10.5 against Denver. I understand that it's Carson Wentz. I understand that it's a bunch of backups, and Denver needs the game, but I'm not buying it. I don't believe that Denver's 10.5 points better than the Chiefs, even at home in Mile High. I believe Carson Wentz can actually move the football. They can run it as well. Give me the Chiefs plus the 10.5. Pick number one. Pick number two, Carver. Your Buffalo Bills almost lost this game a couple weeks ago, and you sat here and you told me there is no shot that Buffalo could lay 14.5 and even be pushed to the limit. And I said, no, Carver. They're going to be in a dogfight. And sure enough, you look at Drake May, you look at the Patriots, they came toe-to-toe with your Bills. They lost that game 24-21, and I got myself a major cover plus the 14.5 in Orchard Park. Now your Bills come back to Foxborough. Josh Allen says he's going to start. He wants to keep his string. He's probably only going to play a half. It don't matter. They are head and shoulders above where the Patriots are. This team is hitting on all cylinders, whether it be Ty Johnson, whether it be sweet baby Ray Davis, whether it be James Cook. They're going to run it all over New England. I love Buffalo laying the 3 on the road against New England. Pick number 2. There is no shot Buffalo loses this game to the gutless Patriots in Foxborough. I don't care. And the Patriots need to lose to solidify potentially the number 1 pick. Give me that. Pick number 2. Pick number 3. D'Amico Ryans came out and he said to Houston and all the starters, be prepared. You're playing come Sunday. This team has lost 3 straight. They got smacked in the mouth against Baltimore, scored only 2 points. Now they're catching 1.5 on the road against Tennessee, and this total is 36.5. Carver, 36.5 against the Titans? I'm not taking the points with a team that's lost 3 straight, but what I can tell you is give me the over. 36.5, I think, is light. I think Houston lights it up. I think they put up 30 points potentially on their own. I love the over 36.5 Titans and Texans. Pick number 4. I said it, they're gutless. I'm not backing down. You know, part of me wants to take the 315 on the money line because I think Bryce Young and Carolina would bounce back in a big way and smack the dirty birds across the mouth just because of how gutless they are. But for the sake of the show, Carver, I'm actually willing to take the points with the Carolina Panthers. I understand it's back-to-back road games. I understand they got smacked around by a better physical team in Tampa Bay. That's what a good quarterback in terms of Baker Mayfield that, oh, by the way, should have made the Pro Bowl based off the statistics and Mike Evans and that team. But I still believe in Dave Canales over Raheem Morris. I believe in Bryce Young over Michael Penix, and I believe Carolina is going to be live. I don't know if it'll get through the 48.5, but give me the 7.5 with the Carolina Panthers, pick number 4. So that's what I'm taking. I'm taking Kansas City plus the 10.5, Bills minus the three, flat three, over 36.5, Houston and Tennessee, and then Carolina plus the 7.5, your 4 picks. What do you think about that?
4 picks for Joe. Well, here's my problem. This is the one time where I always let you go first. It's just the way we've always done it on the show. It gets me because I had 2 with you of your 4, and I'm trying to catch you to get to the end. So I have to pivot now off of the 2 that I was going to have because I can't. If I'm trailing you by 2 in the loss, I can't checker on a checker with you in week 18. I just can't do it. I have to go for it. So I'm going to tell you the 2 that I am 100% with you at, and they were actually my 2 favorite, of course, are the 2 that I have to knock off of my card. But I'm going to let it be known, Joe. I love Kansas City plus 10.5 against Denver this week. I think that Denver, they might blow it and lose this game outright. I think it's very possible. And remember, I think Peyton said this earlier in the week. We played it on Coast to Coast today. This isn't college. where if you're sitting guys and there's 105 guys on the roster and there's all, you know, you're going to bring in this whole nother, you know, basically line change of people. There's still a lot of guys who are going to have to play for Kansas City on Sunday. And I know Mahomes ain't going to play and Kelce, you know, but there's a lot of guys on defense who are going to play. There's a lot of guys on offense who are still going to play. And they might not win, Joe, but I bet you that Wentz makes that very sweaty for Denver in that game. So I love the 10.5. And I'm with you on Buffalo. Now, you said a half for Allen. I don't think it'll be that long. I think it's a series. I don't think he's going to play
quarter. I meant the quarter. That's what I meant.
But I do think that New England... now, look, we've seen the last 2 weeks. The team that's had the pole position and the control for the one pick has lost. The Raiders lost when they had it. Then the Giants last week lose when they have it. New England now has it. But I just don't think, Joe, that they could win this football game. I think even the Bills' secondary guys that are going to go in this game are going to look to shine. It's Mitchell Trubisky. I think you might even see some Mike White in the second half of this game. The Bills have this dopey record that they want to get where they've, you know, they're tied for the most ever. 13 different players have caught a touchdown pass this year. They want to break the record and get a 14th. I think that's a touchdown, Joe. I think on Sunday morning or whenever they finally put the Bills touchdowns up, look for guys who haven't caught a touchdown this year. They are looking to get that record. It could be an O-lineman touchdown. It could be Reggie Gillum. It could, you know, who knows what it's going to be. But the Bills are going to, they've talked about it, Joe, all week. It's a team thing. We want to do it. So keep your eye out for that in terms of props. But I think the Bills, where that's a, know what that game is, Joe? Bills are going to get up.
The Billy Club.
I don't think they'll Billy Club, but I think it's a game where they're going to get up 17-0, 20-3, and that they're just going to run the hell out of the ball the second half and everybody get the hell out of there. I think that, because you're going to get a lot of those on Sunday. You're going to get some games where the team that's going to the playoffs might get up, or even if they get down, and they're just going to run the ball and get the hell out of there so nobody else gets hurt. And that's something that you really have to watch. That's why some of these unders, Joe, I think live halftime unders, depending on where games are, I think you could see some second halves where teams are just looking to get out of town. And I think that's something
like
to keep
an eye. That's why I like the over in Tennessee and Houston. They need to score. That offense...
Everything about that line, Joe, is strange, right? Like, it's very bizarre, the Houston-Tennessee game, because the Titans suck. And Ryan says he's going to play guys, as he should. How could you sit guys when they've looked as bad as they have over the last 3 weeks going into the playoffs? I'm with you. I think it's a good over. I'll give you mine when we come back. Barbara and Lisi, Sportsgrid Radio, Sirius XM.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Barbara Lisi with you, SportsGrid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. All right, Joe. Joe gave you his picks. I had two of his picks, which I really like, Kansas City and Houston, and Buffalo. But I got to go after Joe, so I'm going to mix some things up. So here we go. Week 18 selections for myself. I'll start, Joe, with this Jacksonville-Indianapolis game. Which bothers me enough that I'm starting with this game. Now, I'm sure you've seen all this nonsense all week, Joe. There is like a mutiny in Indy. Like, they got all kinds of problems down there. I know that McAfee's been calling guys out. There's been accountability issues. I can't understand how your 22-year-old kid that you drafted in the first round a year ago already has a chronic back problem. I mean, they got all kinds of issues, Joe. They lost to the Giants last week. The Giants they lost to. They're going to start Flacco again this week. And Flacco, Joe, that has turned into a pumpkin. The Flacco stuff from last year and the beginning of this year, that's all gone now. Joe, I'm on the Jags. Plus the 3.5 in Indy. They'll probably win the game outright, Joe. They'll screw up their draft position. They'll fall a little bit further down the line, and they'll win this game. But I'll take the 3.5 for the sake of the show. Joe, it doesn't worry you all the nonsense you've heard out of Indy all week? You think that they're ready to go and finish? They're ready to get the hell out of there on Sunday. They can't wait to finish their season on Sunday, and the Jags will take advantage of it who have played, you want to say somewhat hard over the last few weeks, Joe? I guess the Jags have still been playing. I'll give them that, even though they suck.
Does he still have his job, Peterson?
I got to tell you, Joe, in this game, I think there might be a better shot that Steichen gets fired than Peterson, the way things have gone the past couple of weeks. I don't know. So pick number one, Jacksonville, plus the 3.5 in Indy against the Colts. Pick number two. I kind of gave you this one before, and I'm going to, you know, go just make it official. I think that Tampa is going to maul New Orleans on Sunday. They need to win the game to win the South. I think this could even be a game, like I just said to you before the break. They might be up so much, this is going to be like a running clock in the second half. Baker's going to get Evans all his numbers. They're going to be up huge. They're going to have the division. You know they got to play next week, so why are we going to hurt anybody in the second half? It's going to be one of those deals. And here's why I'm not worried about any backdoor, Joe, with the 14.5. I have not watched this Saint offense the last few weeks. They are abysmal with Rattler running them or whoever's going to play. They've got all kinds of problems. They've lost all their key pieces. It's unfortunate, sad for the Rizzler, but they might not, Joe, I'll say it, they might not score on Sunday against Tampa. They're the only team that's been shut out this year, right? That Monday night game in Green Bay 2 weeks ago.
Right.
They might get a second. They might get a second one here in Tampa.
Okay.
On Sunday against the Bucs. So I'll lay the 14.5 with Tampa Sunday afternoon. Next, it's been a real bad year for the Jets at MetLife. Real bad year for the Jets. As this is this the end of Aaron Rodgers? Is this the end of all of it? I thought, Joe, that they would get a win before this thing kind of wraps up and kind of go out with a little bit of a victory. And I think it's going to be this week. I think they're going to beat the Dolphins. And the Dolphins technically are still going to be alive going into this game. Not having Tua in the game, Joe, that just doesn't work for me. I don't think that Snoop Huntley's going. The Dolphins never play well in cold weather to begin with. And that you look at all the games that Huntley's played this year. I know they won last week in Cleveland. They can't score when he's in there. And I feel like Rodgers, doesn't he still have to get the dopey 500th touchdown pass and Davante Adams wants to catch it? The Jets are going to find, they're going to go out with a win.
Kumbaya.
Exactly. They'll get Ulbrich a win and they get the Jets -1.5 at home against Miami to win that one. And finally, Joe, and this will lead us into both of us talking about this game, Lions and Vikings, which has high stakes on Sunday night. Now, both teams are in the playoffs, but the winner gets home field and a bye. The loser becomes the 5 and has to go on the road next weekend in the wild card round. I don't know, Joe. It sounds too easy that the Lions are going to win this game. I think the Lions are going to win this game, but it sounds a little too easy. Like, everybody's just like, oh, the Lions are going to win. I know I've said bad things about the Vikings all year. They've won 14 games. Like, I don't think that this is as easy as everyone thinks on Sunday night. But here's where I am going to go in this game. This total's obscene, Joe. 56.5 for this game? There's a lot of things that could happen here. Someone could start blowing someone out and everyone shuts it down. Or they both want it bad, and it becomes a blue-collar game, and it's going to be tight, like a playoff type of game in the second half. And I don't think it's going to be fireworks up and down the field scoring. One way or the other, Joe, under. Under 56.5. That is way too much juice for me. And now, could the game be 35-31? Sure. I guess it could, but I'm going on. It's either going to be blue-collar, tight to the vest, or someone gets up and everyone waves the white flag. And they say, let's get the hell out of here and stay healthy for next week. So under 56.5, Lions and Vikings for me, Tampa -14.5, Jacksonville +3.5, and the Jets -1.5. My picks for week number 18.
It's an ugly week. It's an ugly week.
It's an ugly week. What do you think of the Lion-Viking game on Sunday night?
I lean to the Vikings and I lean to the over. But again, I want to, you know, I still think the Vikings have some juice. I believe in the passing attack a little bit more. I think Hockenson and Laporta both have huge nights. Could be a tight end parlay for me. I'll tell you that right now.
I love the tight end parlay, Joe. You know I always love the tight end parlay. It's always a lot of fun. But at least that's a game where on Sunday we can go in knowing we could play guys and feel pretty good about it. I know I gave you a scenario where if someone gets up, it could change. But you're going in knowing both teams, there is a lot to play for. It's really, Joe, the only game where both teams have a ton to play for in the game.
Yeah.
And that's why it's the last game on Sunday night. Harvard and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Harvard and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Here with you as we get ready. So there you go, Joe. Look, there's a bunch of games we didn't mention, and honestly, it's because they're awful. That's pretty much why we didn't mention them. You know, Washington, Dallas, Bears, Green Bay, Giants, Eagles, Chargers, Raiders, Seahawks, Rams, Niners, Cardinals, you know, all those games, Joe, like they could be so, like just get out of town games, right? Like that's the ultimate, just let's get the hell out of here and just please end the season. you got some teams that are just, they need to get to next week as healthy as possible. And the other teams just need to go home. Like they just can't take it anymore. They want to leave and they've had enough.
Well, that's it. You know, they want to get out of Dodge and that's it. Excuse me. They want to get out of Dodge, go home, and there's nothing to play for. But again, these incentives, like the one that did catch me was like, I know D-Hop needs 9 receptions and 140.
Needs a touchdown, doesn't he? Doesn't he need a touchdown?
I don't know. D-Hop. Cortland Sutton needs 85. But that's a game they got to win anyway. So, you know, it's win before Cortland Sutton gets his yards.
Here's the ones
Zach
that
Ertz
I've seen.
Is a big
Joe.
One. Zach Ertz has like multiple incentives. I think
Zach
9
Ertz,
receptions.
9 catches, 90 yards, 2 touchdowns. Now, he did all that last week. He had to do it 2 weeks in a row. Now they could force feed him. So he does get it. But that would be another 250, 250, 250 for each. If I had to play any of the three, Joe, it's the
touchdowns.
Yards. No, I think it's the yards. I think I'd rather the yards than anything else. Because he could get a big play and get the yards. He ain't getting 9 receptions. They're not going to throw him the ball. He's not going to catch 9 balls. He's not getting that. I think you get that. Now, I've heard the Tony Pollard one a lot. 83 rushing yards and 2 rushing touchdowns. If I was going to play anything, Joe, I'd take the dart with the 2. Now, it would be a dart play. It's not something that I would really go nuts
with.
How
about Kyler, 50 yards on the ground?
I like that, and he needs a rushing touchdown, too. He needs a rushing touchdown as well, Joe. And that's 750,000. You see, that's almost a milli for Kyler. Kyler will go for that. So I think Kyler rush
he has nothing
and the
to
Kyler
play for.
Touchdown.
He's countless.
He'll get it. Von Miller sack, I think, and that's $1.5 million if Von Miller gets a sack. They will get Von Miller a sack in that Patriot Bill game, one way or the other. They will find a way. Now, sack's a little bit harder, Joe. You know that. But I think that they'll put him out there a little bit more, give him it, you know, some looks to try to figure that out. Gesicki needs 3. He's going to get 3 receiving yards. You mentioned the Cortland Sutton. You mentioned D-Hop. J.K. Dobbins, 58 rushing yards. Now, the Chargers aren't going to be playing for much. So that could be a little dicey.
I like Bowers, though, too, to continue because he's still building on the record, right? And neighbors
well,
can
you
catch
have
him with the record. Can he?
Ryan Thomas is in there, too, isn't he? Isn't Thomas involved in that as well?
Yeah.
So I think all 3 of those guys, Joe, are probably good plays. I think neighbors, Bowers, and Thomas are guys I want to look to. And look, Joe, over the next 2 days, I'm saying for everybody out there, look in these games. This is especially going to be Sunday morning. The reports are going to come out. X, Y, and Z are not playing.
This guy's going to get burned. This guy, these are going to be guys that get no burn all year.
Right.
Their number, the books are, the numbers are going to be wonky, Joe. They're going to be strange. And I think
I'm
going to
take a shot with John Kelly's numbers tomorrow.
There's going to be some alts, Joe, I think, on some of these guys that you're receivers, 50, 60, 70. I think there's going to be some good ladder spots on Sunday. I don't know that right now who those guys are going to be because I don't know who the books are going to actually put up. We got to see who they put up on Sunday morning before these games. But there's going to be some wonky numbers.
Running back, though.
And hey, I'll give you one the Colt day, too, the Colt game. This guy catches tons of balls whenever Flacco plays. That Pierce. That Pierce on the Colts. And his numbers are always, like, I got him last week for 50 at, like, plus 600 or something like that for 50 yards. He always, Flacco looks at that guy the whole entire time. So that's a guy that I'm looking for. A lot of plays like that. Joe, enjoy the last weekend of the regular season. Next week, we're on Monday night, Joe. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night, we're on next week. Harper and Lisi, have a great weekend. Great job by McKeon. Cash a bunch of tickets. We'll see you Monday, believe it or not, on the grid.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.